Well, thank you for telling me. I have been talking to you all. I hope. Could you all hear me? I have been talking. I'm really glad I had Nadi here with me to play his beautiful music. One of my spiritual brothers was a musician, because that filled up some of the time. I was just talking and welcoming you into the Goddess Temple Palace, which is a place that is in the other realms, someday to perhaps come into the world that we know, that we live in, but for sure a place that can be visited in your mind, in your spirit. And I am Queen, Mother, Goddess, Opulence, Ra, Enter. And Enter is Mother Nature. And I live inside of Mother Nature in the rural. And my satellite had gone down just before the show started. It came back up. And then I get on in time and I had muted myself. Such is life. But thank you all for waiting. And there are other sharings that involve the Goddess Temple Palace and how I began creating it for those of you who chose to come visit at any time you wanted to. You just have to type my name into Blog Talk and you'll find some of the shows that I have left up there. I've taken down a lot of them because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my content. And I thank you all for waiting. I think I said it once, but I'll say it again. And when I open the lines, I'm going to ask you, are you a hoarder? And what are you hoarding? And I will bear witness to the fact that I, too, know what it's like to be a hoarder. But hoarding is not necessarily just for material possessions, but that has a lot to do with it, because by looking around you and seeing clutter and things that you have more than enough of, that's indicative of things that are going on in your life, how you might be holding on to things that you no longer need, require. And hoarding can be emotional hoarding, mental hoarding, physical hoarding of trauma. Hoarding comes in a lot of different forms. But it's all about holding on to things expressions, words, thoughts that you no longer require. I'm going to go to the phone line and see who has been so patiently waiting. And I have a 111 number, and I'm going to open you up and see what you've been holding on to in your life that you might want to talk about, and maybe we can help you to eliminate it. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi. Good afternoon. Good evening. So, where are you that it's afternoon?
Well, it's late afternoon in Colorado, USA.
Uh-huh. You have something you want to say about hoarding? Talk to me.
Yes, ma'am. What is the most powerful thing to clear out the negativity? Like when a person has so much stuff, once they clean the room out, what incense is it? Sage? I mean, is there something strong with sage or mixed? Yes.
Are you talking about physical things like clothing or furniture, or what are you trying to get rid of?
Thank you for asking. Where I live, there's land. And there's
I can't hear you now. I cannot hear you.
I want to clear out what's around the land because the birds told me bad spirits for years.
The birds told you that bad spirits are there. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes I hear messages from animals. Go ahead.
Interesting. The birds could help you get rid of those that they told you were there. Because they fly. They could ask them to help you to take it away. Sage is always good. But what are you holding on to that you need to get rid of? You said it. You need to get rid of these spirits. How did these spirits come into your life?
I think because maybe anger from years ago, or more. I remember many when I was younger, some ladies threw eggs at the front of a home and it dressed stuff in there. And someone said that was witchcraft. And of course, I don't really believe in witchcraft, but
Okay. You said something. You're breaking up. It could be my connection as well. But we'll try to work this out. You said something about years ago. Something. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. I saw some eggs, and it had a dead odor, and there was stuff inside eggs, like blood was coming out, and some other little stuff, like different stuff, different smells and herbs.
Interesting.
I think someone was trying to do witchcraft.
Now, do you believe that they can have power over you?
No. I thought of wasting eggs, but from the time, thousands of years, it's always been in the earth. I don't think that my bad luck has to do with that, but I always wanted to just clear it besides asking God to help me. But I guess,
okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. Can I tell you, ma'am? I saw this movie called Serpent of the Rainbow. Have you ever seen it?
Uh-uh.
You haven't?
Go ahead. No, but tell me about it.
Silver the Rainbow is a movie is in Africa, and it's that it's pretty scary because I don't believe that, but of course, it's a mysterious world, and the people come back alive, but they don't, they walk, but they don't talk, because they use some stuff, some eggs or some stuff.
The zombies.
Yeah. But
the zombies.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, okay, it's been many years, and I'm glad I saw the show, but, you know, it's a big planet, and people have different beliefs. And I don't believe in it, but I wanted to bring it to you since you mentioned hoarding.
You know, when you said the egg, go ahead.
Because I think hoarding and hoarding can, when it comes to clearing out space, can relate to bad energy. That
you can.
That thing.
Go ahead.
I hope I was clear on what I was saying. I mean, that's what I was thinking about hoarding and my personal view for my life.
Okay. It's a good one. You know, when you said the egg, I thought about Yoruba people. I thought about that. So, and the Yoruba people are not only Yoruba, African culture. This is part of the African culture, dealing with the egg, not only the African culture, aspects of the African culture, because it's not just 52 countries in Africa. And within the countries, there are many different practices. So I am aware of that, and that's what I felt. But it's within you that you brought that to you for whatever reason. And maybe so you could learn about the culture, because you sound like you're Oriental. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your people have various things that they do mystically and magically, as well as the, and you said that you had respect for various cultures. I said take it and throw it away. And when you throw it in the trash, because when you're holding on to stuff, did you throw it away yet?
Yeah, no, I threw it, but I used some dongs, like, for cooking, and very careful. And then I put dirt in the, in the bag, and I put it in there. I didn't touch it with my hand.
And you threw it? You throw it in the trash, you send it far away? Okay. Okay,
yes,
believe and know that what you did is you have sent it away. But I want to, now this is also drawing from the African vibration. I want you to take a bath in salt. And I want you to, if you have Epsom salt, that's good. If
yes.
Not, use table salt.
I have a lot of salt at home.
What'd you say?
I have a lot of salt, maybe like 20 gallons of salt, because my mother, she said that keeps spirits away.
Yeah, well, I'm in harmony with your mother. Put the salt around your house, and this is psychological too, so you can feel as you go through the process, that as you sprinkle the salt around your house, that no one can come within this circle. Nothing, no one can step on my property or this property to bring me harm. But, and this is for your mind, so you know, you have placed, you're telling yourself, you have placed this barrier around you and anyone coming into into your vibration. Now, have you had any kind of relationship with an African?
Never no relationship. Never no relationship. But I did work with 10 years ago, no, 8 years ago, with an African tribe from Sumbawa. This happened when I was 16. 11 years later, I did work for almost 2 months, and I got to meet different people, even from the Congo. And then I said, I stopped because there was one man, his eyes were changing. I said, sir, I'll restrain. I cannot do this. Because, you know, you look at me and your eyes are changing colors. I can't. Not do that. So I left.
So you didn't work with them?
This happened for real, man. I'm here in America.
Okay. He's from the Congo. The Congo is a
Congo.
Deep place for, the Congo is deep for magic. It's a powerful
yes.
place. Yeah, it's the bliss. It's deep. Okay, I'm putting you in the shower, in the tub. Run a bath and put salt in the bath. I want you to take the salt and rub the salt all over your body. And as you're rubbing it all over your body, I want you to release the fear that you have of the African culture. I am not getting why or who put the egg there, why it was put there, other than for you to know that you are more powerful than the person who placed that there. Do you ever call your ancestors?
Yes, I do ask for their help, and I call the guardian, the archangels, especially the archangels. I call them the heads, the four heads. I do that every day.
Okay,
can I share something with you?
Call your aunt. Please do.
A week ago, I was driving. It was sunny, and maybe 15 seconds or 10 or 20. If I would have taken the light before me, I would have been dead. There was a head collision where a trailer vehicle hit 8 cars and sent people into emergency airlift, and I was really close of being there. So, and before this situation, a week before that, I saw the Archangel Michael like 2 times in a week.
That's good. You know, you're calling, you're invoking Archangel Michael, and that's a good tool to use as well, to cut cords around you, cut cords around the thought of anything happening to you, because you're all right, you're protected. Clearly, you didn't get into the accident.
Thank God.
You are, and you should be grateful for that you didn't, that you were not in that accident. But I get a strong feeling you need to call on your ancestors. And I also feel, okay, we got the salt on you. You're rubbing the salt, and you're protecting your body with your hands, with your words, with your, I see your, you have a, I was going to say grandfather, but it's your grandmother. Your great-grandmother dealt with herbs. Get your sage. Do you have sage in your house now?
Yes, I use sage every day.
Get your sage and walk around the house, inside and outside, and do a protective circle around yourself as well. I see you going into a meditation. I see you holding 2 crystals in your hand, one in the left, one in the right. And I see you releasing the, okay, when you were in Africa, what were you doing in Africa? Or what were you doing with the Africans since you've been around?
You were trying to establish an export-import business, trade, and
okay.
So they needed someone with my education was helping them, because I really don't know how I even got there. The head of he's in America. He's a professor, and he said that of all his students, I had a special light. And I thought it wasn't going through. And then he wanted the people that came back from Congo and Zambia wanted me to go to Africa. They were buying me a ticket to go talk to some people there. And I said, well, I need to talk to some people over there. Non-mission or any type of religion. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not even for tourism. We'll have to. So, and they were buying a ticket, and also I found it very strange. And I politely stopped.
And
I'm praying, and. That's how we stop. Yeah. I found it very strange, right, ma'am?
Well, could be, could not be. But I want you to go into a meditation, call on your ancestors. I want you to have, do you have two crystals you can put in your hands?
Yes, ma'am. I have questions.
Okay. I want you to visualize yourself being free of this situation. I don't want you to speak of it anymore, because every time you talk about it, you're empowering it. You do it to yourself. That's what I'm... And that you send your fears, your hoarding of the situation into the crystals. Your hands should get really warm, because I'm doing this now. And when you have finished, you should also have like a cloth or something in front of you when you are meditating, so that when you finish, you can throw the crystals in the cloth. You can wrap it up and throw it in the trash and be gone with it. When the water goes out of the tub, that's symbolic of the situation being washed away. You should call your ancestors, and your mother is part of this as well. You should call your ancestors and ask your mother to assist you. But your family deals with herbs. They dealt with herbs. And that's what these people saw. Your light is, you have gifts, and they saw it. It's not unusual for people who can see to see the light, the gifts that other people have. And just wash your hands of the situation. I don't know when I will return again to have you let me know how this turns out. I feel it's going to be all right. Do you have any more questions about what was said to you? Because I gave it to you piecemeal. Do you understand the message that was for you?
Yes. I'm very clear, and I'm going to do that quite
quite often from now on to the near future. Because that's they're very powerful, and it was just kind of odd that how he saw him in me compared to so many students that he sees.
Well, they are powerful. I knew when you said the egg, I could feel it. I could feel it. But don't speak of it anymore, because that's where the hoarding comes in. Every time you speak of it, you reignite it. You give it more life. You're feeding it.
Okay.
Let it
go. Not speak of it.
Don't speak of it.
I'm not talking. No, okay. Is there anything else that I can do besides the salt? I know salt is powerful. Is there anything else? Any mixture of sage or any other herbs?
That's what I'm getting, the salt and the meditation and the sage, and talking with your mother, meditating with your mother knows about herbs. Your mother knows
my mother passed away.
But I've been telling you to call it your ancestors.
You're right.
Your family knows about herbs, and you need to contact them. And also Archangel Michael cutting the hoarding, the desire to hold on to this. Sure, it was magical. It was, you know, you met this guy, his eyes were turning colors, and that's pretty cool, actually, that he was able to do that. But you let that go so you can have other experiences that are magical and fun and that you gives you pleasure to speak about. That's all I have for you.
Yes, sir. You understand?
You'll be all right, but you have to know that, because if you don't think you're all right, you're giving them your power. It's the laws of nature. You could plant some seeds. It'd be a good day too. You could plant some seeds to see your hoarding grow. Let me rephrase it. To see your willingness to change from the hoarding of this particular situation, and watch it grow. And as the seeds grow, you will be stronger. That's something else you can do. An easy plant to grow would be a marigold. A marigold, you can't hardly miss with that.
Okay.
You take care.
Yes, nice talking to you. Hope in the future. Thank you for your advice, and thank you for helping people.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, one. I am the one to pick up the one. I'm having fun. It's just begun. Okay. 111. I'm going to open up your line. I'm trying. Okay. I'm going to go to the other caller, because this also says maybe they dropped. Could be. 773.
No, hey, I was just listening.
Are you there?
Yeah,
you may listen. Okay.
Yeah, life is good. Thank you. Are there any messages?
You're welcome. If you tell me what kind of a hoarder you are.
I hoard books.
That's a good hoard. I like that.
It is.
I saw a I saw a, I look at hoarders on TV to help me stay away from going to fast extremes. And these people had so many books within there. However big their house was, they couldn't hardly move around. In every room, they had books.
Yeah, not that bad.
That's a warning. But being a hoarder of books is that you are a seeker of knowledge and wisdom. And
I
also feel
that
you are a writer. And your library could appreciate you separating from some of your books. So that would be a place you could donate to when you're ready to let them go.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. That's good.
Oh, yes. It just came. And also, I see you doing yoga.
Hmm.
So exercise would be good for you, very good for you, but I see you doing yoga. You need to stretch out your back.
Okay.
And once you get your back stretched out, you're going to feel better. So if you're feeling great now, you're going to feel even better.
Wow.
But you need to get that back aligned.
Okay.
I see a piano around you. Do you play? Do you have a piano?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Ever wanted to play?
Not piano. Maybe when I was a kid, but no, I don't. I don't think I did. I always wanted to play the violin.
There's a piano around you, and could be a violin, but that's a pretty good stretch.
Yeah.
The piano is there. There's a little girl sitting beside you at the piano.
Mm.
But you know, as you said, the violin though, you know, inside of the piano is like the strings, chords inside of the piano. And the notes of the piano are going to be healing for you. So listen to some piano music. Find somebody. I saw this little boy playing the piano last night. Oh, he was nourishing. He was like candy.
Wow. Cool.
The piano music on Little Big Shots.
Okay.
But he was cool. He was cool. I'd buy his piano music. Get some piano music.
Okay.
I also see you in a garden. And I see you picking roses, and I see vegetables.
Nice.
So I don't know if this is yours. It will be yours.
That'll be nice.
Fresh tomatoes, cucumbers, squash.
Nice.
There's a little girl around. There's a little girl around you. Who's a little girl? Did you lose a child? This is a little girl around you.
I don't know. I don't know.
She's about between 5 and 8. You didn't lose a child.
No.
No nieces?
No. I have 2 nephews.
That's a little girl.
Huh.
And see what that means. See what that means for
okay.
the future. She's definitely beside you. She's like a little companion. She's bringing you a lot of joy, and you're bringing her a lot of joy.
How good.
Maybe somebody's having a baby that you know soon. But I see this little girl around you. Okay, let's take it here. Let's take it, it's the child within you. Let's go there.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, let's have more fun in your life.
That would be good. That definitely would be good.
Yoga, piano music. This little girl is strong. I mean, she's very strong. And wow, I don't know who she is either, but she won't leave.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's closely connected to you. There's a lot of love there. Okay, ask me something. If you'd like.
I don't know what to ask him. Am I going to find a job soon? What should I be doing?
Exercising, getting that back.
So
that back in order.
Just get the back in order and feel better. That's good. That is actually good advice. I do need to exercise.
You will get a job soon. I don't see it being anything that you would stay with for a long time, but it would put some pocket money in your, pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It would give you something to do. It's like a department store, grocery store. It's nothing spectacular.
Okay.
You might have a ball. You might have a fabulous time there. It's nothing that you would want to make a career out of. I do.
Okay.
But you can get a job in like a grocery store, department store. And you would be around people. That might be where you meet the little girl. You know, I see you reading to children. Back to those books. I see you reading to children.
Oh, wow.
Like at the library. When you go to take the books to the library, the opportunity for you to work with children would be there.
Okay.
To come in and read some of the books that you treasure and help them to begin to appreciate books, the journeys they can go on with books. I feel so certain there's a little girl coming to be around you, and that might be where you find her.
How fun. That would be good. Everything sounds good.
Good.
That's all I've
got. I'm
going to
leave you. No, you go
ahead.
That's
good. No, I was just going to say, I really just was listening, but I'm very happy with what you said.
Well, I'm happy you're happy. That makes me happy. And,
Yay.
Yeah, the back. The back is crucial.
Okay.
I also got, when we were talking about the books, I feel you're a writer as well.
So I should start writing?
Yes.
I've always thought about that. That's a great idea.
Take action.
Okay. I'm in. I'm doing it.
Do it.
It's exciting now. I'm excited now. I've got yoga and writing.
Mm-hmm. And a part-time job if you want one.
Yes, and a part-time job. I'm excited. My life is good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You came in saying it was good, and you're leaving saying it's good, so it's all good. You're welcome.
It's okay. And I'm looking forward to having a stronger back. Yay.
And you will if you take action.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
I am, and you too. Thanks for coming.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Peace out. Okay. One one may be gone. Because it's zero. So, I will go to 5-8. Still alive. I will go to 580 as soon as I get these phone lines. Let me go. Okay. Did she hang up?
Hello, Queen.
Welcome. The Anointed One has come to be with us. How blessed we are.
Yes, and I was here at the beginning and I played the music and then it was quiet and I was like, am I missing something? It's nice to know I'm not the only one who forgets that they've muted themselves. And they just start talking away and suddenly it's like, they can't hear me.
I might not have known for even longer, but my earpiece said, mute on. I said, okay, here we go. Here we go. And it started out really funny, too, because, as you heard, the internet was down and so on and so forth. I was so glad that I had Nadi with me, my musician brother, to to cover some of the boys. May I help you in any way?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about the hoarding thing. And the thing apparently that I hoard is pieces of paper. They all have something written on them, almost all of them. But some of these pieces of paper with things written on them, I haven't looked at in months. But I've still got them.
I know that too. I'm in that zone. longer than months, I've got papers from.
Well, yeah, I do have some that I've had for at least 15 years, but I'm not going to mention them.
Well, I've got them maybe even longer than that, because I've got newspaper clippings from, oh my goodness, from 30, 25 years ago and such, newspaper clippings, and before that from Boston. Oh my goodness. So, yes, let's talk about the papers and how we can organize them so that we can, because that's what it comes down to. And now in this day and age, it could be hoarded on the computer and organized in a way that would make it easier for us to see what it is. In fact, I'm doing that now with my book, you know, putting the pieces here, pieces there, thoughts here, thoughts there, and I'm organizing them. And that's what I see you doing, finding like a folder with that has a lot of compartments. And those envelope folders and putting things in there alphabetically, taking the time to look over the papers to see what is of value to you now. Most of it's
okay.
Going to be. And then ask what you're supposed to do with the papers, the information on the papers. And also, because I feel books around you, the writing of books, and that's part of why you're holding on to them. There's thoughts, valuable thoughts that you have had, that otherwise you would have forgotten the thoughts. So organizing them, putting them in a folder.
Okay.
You may have two or three folders, and then doing a meditation on the papers, or a calling in of you know who's going to come for you with the papers, because this is writing, that's Shashat.
Oh, okay.
My God. Because she's the scribe. And she is, interesting. She's going to talk to you easily and help you to realize the magic that you have in your pen and your words.
Right.
You've got a couple of books on those pieces of paper.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you also
I
need
do.
You need to get you a notebook, some notebooks, so that when you write, if this is organization for you, so when you write, it's pretty much in one or two or three places that you can go back to and refer.
Let's see, I've tried that. I've tried having notebooks or journals so that I could write in them. And then I end up with seven journals, and each one has a little something written in it, but there's no theme or organization to it at all.
That's why you have to go back over them.
Yeah.
See what you have, and then put that into something else. Having seven or eight or nine or ten notebooks, that's okay. Because you grab it, you know, if you're by the window or if you're by the stove, and so you can put your thoughts down. But another thing too, I'm getting to say to you, the written word is all good because you teach that automatic writing class. Plus, you know, but I'm getting to get yourself on your phone something that you can speak into as well, because that will help you to be able to listen to your thoughts easier. It will save you some time. But also, Shashat had me Xerox some pictures of her and put them on top of a notebook. I'm giving this to you. So that the notebook has the energy and her powers of writing. And she organized. One of her gifts was organization, or is organization. She was like she was responsible for the foundations of all of the pyramids. So she was very organized and meticulous in her aspects. That could be a help to you as well. When you see that, see her image, see her name, because I also have her name there, you will tune into that energy of organization. Something about music for you, and playing music while you're going through the papers, playing soft, soothing music, water music. And I see you really like waterfalls. I see you really enjoying going through the papers and not thinking of it as something tedious, but a treasure journey of all the wealth that you have on these pages, the wealth of knowledge, the wealth that will be turned into monetary wealth.
Oh, okay.
It's organization. Do connect with her. She wants to be in your energy. She wants to help you.
Okay.
You are a writer. You are a writer because you write almost every day.
Yeah, that's true.
But an organized writer, to be able to organize what you write on these little pieces of paper, because clearly I know that you organize because you write all these wonderful programs, and so those are organized. But you're letting these little things that need to be incorporated into your packaging, they're getting away from you. So that's taking the time. That's important. Taking the time to eliminate all those little pieces of clutter. Just do it tomorrow. Do it Sunday. And then it'll be done. And when you finish,
sure,
you're going to be really pleased with what you have rediscovered about yourself. Mm. And there's something about a diet. There's something about lettuce. There's something about writing letters. Letters need to be written. Proposals. Lettuce. Okay, the green lettuce and the green vegetables, but lettuce for some reason. I felt your energy after Isis showed me your chair, stayed with me and has come back now. When I saw you on your chair, you have to put more light and acceptance of your goddess vibration. Oh, wow. As soon as that happened, you like, the veil was removed. And your writing is going to bring you a lot of money. It's going to bring you wealth.
I guess I'll get a good visit.
You know that's right. Right. I want you to massage them. Your feet need some attention. And as you're massaging them, give them love. Tell them you love them. Because it feels like you're on your feet a lot. Or your shoes aren't fitting you right. Your feet need some serious love. I'm rubbing them. The reflexology. Rubbing the points, the chakra points on your feet. You're taking a trip, Barbara.
Not that I know of.
Looks like you're taking a trip to me.
Okay.
next state over.
Okay, that could be Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, or Arkansas. Okay.
Texas. There's some metaphysical places there. You can look them up on the internet. They would be very interested in connecting with you. Mm. See what that brings for you. Bookstores, rock shops, places that do massages. I'm even seeing once you establish yourself there, should you take this journey, a really nice like hotel. This could be where the massage place is. And they're gonna want you to come in and give messages.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
Your business cards, direct and straight to the point. Writing a letter of introduction to these people, like a resume, and just pushing the doors open. And they're opening. They're opening wide for you should you choose to take this journey.
Wonderful.
Okay. Do you have any more questions about the hoarding? Anything else you need to?
No, nothing else is coming to mind.
Well, I got a lot of hoarding situations. I'm not just a one-dimensional hoarder, collector.
Well, you know, I had to clear out everything I owned last year, so I'm not hoarding as much stuff because I had to let go of it all. So I haven't recollected all of the stuff, but it was amazing how much stuff I had.
Mhm. It's easy to acquire.
Yeah, it is.
And I acknowledge that I hoard, and I'm going to rephrase that, because hoarding has such connotations that I have collected thoughts and actions and feelings and a whole bunch of things that I no longer need.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes letting it go. I mean, it's like, it's like parting with a piece of myself because I become attached to it. And
yes,
it carries over into emotions and could have a lot to do with being an empath too, holding on to the emotional things that I don't deny that I have done, memories that perhaps didn't serve me, people, we spoke about this earlier, people who, because of, and that's part of the hoarding too, people because, oh, their souls, they got this going for them and they got that going for them, but it's really not all that I deserve. So hoarding can also have a lot to do with settling. It does, from my perspective, have a lot to do with settling.
Yeah.
And not allowing myself to receive the very, 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 very best. And I'm looking, I'm in front of this fabric, and I'm saying, I've forgotten it was here because it's behind the closed door normally when I'm in this room, which I don't come in often. And what am I going to do with this fabric? It's beautiful. There's a piece beside it that I'm going to let go of because it doesn't have the same flavor, but why am I holding this fabric? I want to drape it around. I'm going to drape it around because I'm going to make this room for my YouTube videos and my Facebook Live videos. Okay. I help me with that. Hoarding of whatever I've been hoarding of art supplies. Being an artist makes it even more challenging because the other day I was at the art center and I went outside, I was leaving, I went outside, there was a nice wooden swing on the porch and I sat out there and I was swinging. And I looked across the street and there was somebody cleaning out a house. Uh-oh, treasures. And I actually saw some buckets, a pile of buckets, which I knew I could use to put my tomatoes in to grow more than I'm going to use, which I've already got tomatoes growing. I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, no, don't go over there. Don't you go over there. You don't need it. You don't need anything. You got enough stuff to deal with already. And that's taking on more than I need. It was there, but I didn't really need it. So this other artist comes out. She sits on the thing with me. She stops my flow from swinging, because that's another story. But anyway, she looked over there and she said the same thing about them buckets. And she said the same thing to some metal came out there, a big sheet of metal, and she could see. She probably went over there after I left. I would lay odds if she did. So that makes it even more challenging, being creative and knowing that you can take this and turn it into this and take that. And But I'm proud of myself. It makes me feel good to be able to leave things behind like that. Because there was a day I would have been dressed to the nines, and I was dressed up. I usually stay strap when I'm out. Gone over there and gotten that pile and found me some stuff to bring here and add to my clutter. And it can be stressful. Clutter and hoarding can be stressful.
Yeah,
psychologically. When you see those piles, and I have those piles of paper too. I just did that today. I took some things that I've been moving from here to there, little pieces of paper, bills, and that's something else I have wanted to address. So it came up with bills in terms of speaking of wealth. I know I'm putting this in parentheses, but we're good. Bills, the word bills and wealth, dollar bills, that's where I wanted to go. Dollar bills. Just from my perspective, another word, because that's connected to bills, paying out instead of whatever word you choose. But anyway, I finally found a place. This was there all along for these papers, these that want me to put my money on it so I can keep what it is that I have, more stuff, in terms of I have to give them money so that they will let me keep what I have. Okay. I don't think this 111 caller is here, but maybe they are. I think I would like to go into a meditation, if you would like, before we sign off. I'm going to see if this caller is here. It doesn't look like it, though, but bear with me, the Anointed One. Oh, and why am I calling her the Anointed One? I'll tell you why. Because she is an oracle. I have the blessing of being around people who have many gifts. And some of them I call oracles. But Barbara Grace Reynolds, the Anointed One, her talents are manyfold, many, many faced. And she is a master teacher, healer. Oh, I went to Cryon. I went to that Cryon thing, and I think I said to you I chose how I was going to speak of my genius body. But he was talking about it. I'm going to send you the link. He was talking about this woman who was this is you, and that's what I felt when I heard it, was a healer, and how people, this is you, and I knew it when he was talking about it. I said, I have to let her know. People were coming to her and they were getting healed. They were like getting up and walking and whatever, easily. Oh, wow, this is you. That's why I call you. That's why I acknowledge you as the Anointed One. But you got to get out there. You got to get out there.
Because you have the gift of healing with touch, with words, with love, compassion. They're coming for you. I see this for you. I know it for you. It's there. If you will take the journey. Oh, your future looks real, really prosperous on so many levels. And you will master those pieces of paper. They just opened up the communication for us to have now. And you're going to do something with them. In a book form, in a few book forms. I would like to know the title of the book that you wrote. Is it accessible anymore?
The one that I wrote before is on my webpage, so it's accessible there. I never did anything else with it. It's just free for people to download off my website.
Okay. I'm going to go and check it out. And it feels like it should be for sale. Why not? Make it for sale. And as I said, for sale, the sails of a ship, it's going to help carry you further up to get you where you are to go. Okay. A PDF download. Or whatever price you choose. And let them know on the show that you have it. You give so much. I see Mexican people liking you. I know Texas Mexican people. But I see that being a community that would really respond well to you.
Is anyone who's starting to speak Spanish?
Most of them are bilingual.
Yes, because I'm not.
But you can translate. The computer lets you translate.
That's
writing
true,
it something
does.
And, yes. And even there's programs probably that teach you how to speak that might even be free. Yeah, they're awaiting you because what you do is say Barbara. I look forward to working with you, and I'm taking back the word working to being a part of the magic that you are on the outer world, beyond, extending beyond the phone and the internet, because we are connected to the world anyway, and the other world, but to be in the physical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to see if this other caller is still here. And if not, I'm going to go into a meditation. I'll be right back.
Okay.
one. Private caller. If you're there, I can't open your line. And it's not meant to be. But I would like to invite all of you to the Goddess Temple Palace. And I'm pretty sure I've already created a meditation room, but I'm going to expand it right now. I like to offer you pillows designed for each of you individually. I usually have you sit upon the pillows, but I'm seeing them so you can lay down if you choose. And the colors are the colors that you need around your self, your vibration, your aura at this moment in time. And all pillows, as each of us, are one of a kind. Contained within the pillows are whatever tools, medicines, in the form of herbs, and stones that you need at this time. And as you are phone sounds a little strange, as you are and that 111 drop, they were there. As you are receiving the energy in this meditation room, I want you to look around the room and see all the beauty that is there awaiting you, your vision, your spirit. And to see, to feel what it is to be uncluttered within yourself, to be undesirable of hoarding, to have balance and understanding of balance. I was reflecting on this today as I went out into my garden, which are so overflowing with opulence and growth, because it can get overrun with too much and nothing can grow because there won't be enough room. Mother Nature teaches. And to see what it's going to be like for you to have all your papers in order, organized, to feel how you feel, inside of your pillows. Oh, and this is for you, the anointed one. Wow. The scroll is something that I see you creating scrolls for people. Messages for people that you're going to write out. I don't know if you do calligraphy, but that you're going to write out and sign the Anointed One and people are going to pay you for that. In this meditation room is a huge crystal, like 8 feet tall. It's amethyst. And it's calling you to sit in it. It's a seat for you. Oh, your throat is aching. This is for you to stand on your mind. And you're sitting in the amethyst. It's just sending you its love. And when you're writing, this would be a good visual for you to have to hold on to when you're writing. Also in the room, the meditation room, there's a clock. That you can alter time. You can alter time. And when I say alter, put time on the altar. Time after time. Changing the patterns. Alter the patterns. The repetition. Altering the repetition of things you know. You need to alter. Putting them on the altar of disposal. Wow, let it go. Ah, stop dragging. Things with you that are heavier, more than you want to carry. There's a butterfly. A huge butterfly that's come into the room. It's beyond the butterfly that we know, because you can ride this butterfly. And it's granting you vision from beyond where you've ever seen before. And you see very far and wide. And the butterfly is also a covering for you. And the colors are the yellow and the black patterns of the butterfly. And this is a vehicle you can travel in, a way of moving through time. There's also a large crystal in the pillows. That you will do the scrying with. Scrying. Like crystal ball reading. I see writing, 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 writing. I see stress shot. Writing, writing, writing. The larger world is awaiting you. That's the higher level. There's also a plant. Cherry plant. Some cherries. The stained glass connecting to the other meditation room. The stained glass. That is being added now for your
pleasure of the archangels, Michael and the crew, for your vision and your joy in the form that you choose to see them in. There's a waterfall. With holy water waiting for you to drink and then share with others. And you are working on your feet. They are going to feel, however good they feel now, they will feel better. I see you going to the beach. You're getting a new purse, a new like coin purse. I haven't seen this. That's coming out of your pillows. There's a coin purse waiting for you. I see rosary beads that you will bless. Oh my. Amazing grace. The anointed one. Okay. We're going to leave the meditation room. You can come back here whenever you want. This was for you. Particularly for you. You carried with you everything that was here for you, and you look inside of your pillows. I see you with your books under your arm. Your anointing oil, holy water. That's all they got in the Catholic Church. Anyway, whether they bless it or not, you would bless yours. No doubt, and it would be charged up. How was that for you?
That was wonderful. Got me thinking about all these things that I wasn't thinking about before now.
Good. Well, remember to use discernment with your thoughts, to hold on to the ones that are the best for you.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. It's my pleasure, my honor to have you with me. And I'm going to put Nadi back on. And that chair of yours is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Fit for a queen, poor goddess. For an anointed one. Until we meet again. Stay in the heights, sister.
I will join you up there.
Oh, you're already there. with me, and I am grateful. Namaste.
Namaste.